It's Tuesday, July 28th, 2026. Senator Schumer pushes back on renaming Penn Station. New York announces new rules to keep kids safe online. Mayor Mamdani launches a new sports and innovation challenge. And a majority of New Yorkers are satisfied with the subway overall. The D-Line, though, not so much. That's What's What Today. I'm your host, Nathan Ray. Penn Station needs to be rebuilt, not rebranded. That's what Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said yesterday on X. It's in response to a letter sent to Congress last week by U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. The letter outlines some of the Trump administration's transportation priorities, including the ongoing $8 billion redesign of Penn Station. In a press conference Sunday, Schumer said the letter directs Amtrak to rename Penn Station. It does not specify what the name would be, but he said it doesn't have to. Schumer said it's clear the Trump administration wants to rename the station in the president's name. And he said that no one in New York wants that. On X, Schumer said he will block President Donald Trump's push to rename the station for himself. He added that it's a public building paid for by taxpayers, and that it belongs to the 600,000 people who walk through the station every day. Protecting children online will soon become easier in New York State. WFUV's Mia Barth explains the final regulations for the Safe for Kids Act to keep children out of algorithmic feeds.
These companies who know that this is harmful to their own children, and yet for purposes of making the almighty dollar, are trying to harm our own kids.
That's Governor Kathy Hochul. She's taking a stand against social media companies that she says are looping children into addictive feeds that have negative impacts on their mental health. That's why she and Attorney General Letitia James released finalized rules today for the Stop Addictive Feeds Exploitation, or Safe for Kids Act. Under the act, social media companies must restrict algorithmically personalized feeds and nighttime notifications for children under the age of 18, unless they have a parent's consent. The new rules establish standards on how social media companies comply with the act, which was signed in 2024. This includes which companies must follow the act and how to verify age and obtain parental consent. Attorney General James says the Safe for Kids Act is not about banning young people from social media, but about protecting them.
Children can still connect with their friends, they can follow creators, they can search for topics, they can access the same content. What changes is the default. Platforms cannot automatically place minors into feeds engineered to maximize engagement.
Hochul and James say that social media companies have 180 days to come into compliance with the new rules before the Safe for Kids Act officially takes effect in January 2027. I'm Mia Barth, WFUV News.
Mayor Zoran Mamdani is launching a new sports and innovation challenge through the city's Summer Youth Employment Program, or SYEP. Talia Pearson has more on how the new initiative is preparing students for careers beyond the playing field.
The FIFA World Cup may be over, but that's not stopping New York City from keeping the ball rolling. Mayor Zoran Mamdani says the Sports and Technology Innovation Challenge gives SYEP participants hands-on experience exploring careers tied to sports, technology, and innovation. Over 6 weeks, students will work on projects aimed at improving the way New Yorkers experience sports, from designing sustainable stadiums to brainstorming new ways to keep young people engaged in the game. Sarah Whitney, Assistant Commissioner at the Department of Youth and Community Development, says the challenge is preparing students for careers in a growing industry.
And so part of the reason why we're really excited about this is we know that there's a huge interest in careers in sports amongst SYEP participants, and it's also, you know, an in-demand and growing industry.
Kimberly Isaac, Director of Youth Programs at the Rockaway Development and Revitalization Corps, is participating in the challenge. Isaac says students are already getting a first-hand look at careers they may not have previously considered.
So having the World Cup Challenge was great because it did open up a new lens for them. Instead of talking about the general basketball, football, and even volleyball, things like that. So I think we can keep, especially since we have a curriculum from this year, we can keep it for multiple years.
Students will be able to share their projects with the New York City Football Club at the end of the summer. City officials say they hope the challenge becomes an annual part of SYEP, creating more opportunities for New Yorkers to explore careers in sports and technology. WFUV News, Talia Pearson.
The results are in. 63% of New Yorkers are satisfied with the overall subway system. That's a slight increase from last year, according to the MTA, but others still want to see improvements to lessen delays and renovate train cars and stations. WFUV's Lainey Nguyen went to the D line, which is the line that New Yorkers are least satisfied with.
If you're taking the Orange Line, you'll be met with two very different looking trains, either the B or the D. The B has shiny blue seats, highly pumped AC, and designated handicap seats. The D, on the other hand, is a train car from the 1980s, with matted orange seats and non-digital signs for upcoming stops. Mark Chazes is waiting for the B. He moved to New York from Jamaica in the late 80s and says he's seen the subway improve drastically.
Well, it was horrible. I'm just talking about punctuality and, you know, time frames or whatever. I'm just talking about cleanliness-wise and such. It was just, a lot has improved.
According to a new report from the MTA, New Yorkers are more satisfied with the subway system than last year. But the stats differed when riders were asked about their specific train. Approval ratings on safety, delays, and crowding largely remained unchanged. The D line has landed at the bottom for all of the lines, with 59% customer satisfaction. Dana Frischkorn is at the D train platform on 161st Street and says that it's unreliable.
It seems that it's never running on a routine schedule. There's always some issue.
The D train is set to get the same renovated cars as the B line, but there's no date for their rollout. I'm Lainey Nguyen, WFUV News.
And that's our show for today. You can find more stories online at WFUVnews.org and on Instagram and TikTok at WFUVnews. Please follow and rate us on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps. If you have a tip or a question for us, send us a DM or email us at newsroom@WFUV.org. Our reporters today are Sienna Reinders, Talia Pearson, Mia Barth, and Lainey Nguyen.